Hello, I am Dawn.
I'm Lana.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Wendy.
And you are listening to another episode of Screw It, a podcast about wine, and I haven't started drinking yet. Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
So we have really cool guests today.
Really cool.
I'm so excited. Okay, so we have Wendy, and how do you pronounce your last name?
Rule.
Oh, yes. I would have totally pronounced it wrong. We have Wendy Rule and Tim Uren.
Hi.
They're newlyweds. They're totally awesome people, and we're going to drink with them. Yeah. I think we should start. today's theme is Cabernets under 20. So we have two bottles, and we always let the lady choose which one you want to start with.
I'm going to go with the pretty one with the house on it.
Okay. So it's Chateau Saint-Michel.
Yes.
Cabernet, and that's Columbia Valley Vintage 2012.
Yes.
This is Lana's pick.
This is... Okay, I'm going to give you the spiel. First of all, I'm a big Washington wine fan. And we went to France in 44. They have tastings, wine tastings at France in 44.
I thought you said you went to France in 1944 for a second there. It's
Well, I called Dr. Who. It was great. It was wibbly wobbly and it was fabulous. Anyway, so we tasted wines from Washington that were from the Red Mountain or mountainous, as opposed to the and when I say Washington, I mean Washington State.
Right, and when you say we, you mean you and your
and Steve.
Okay.
Instead of the valley. Oh. And oh my God, was it different.
Oh, fun.
And I'm a valley girl? That sounds wrong. Anyway, so this is from Columbia Valley. I've had white from this particular vintner before, but never their Cabernet. So this is new for me.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Oh, this is unusual for you. You always like to bring the tried and true to our podcast. Where I'm the one who brings this looked pretty.
Well, and this is not my usual big top liquors.
Oh!
I always like to plug them. This is Trader Joe's. $13.99.
Oh, wow.
And I am going to tell you that we had a lot of stuff in the car last night, and it got left out in the car. And so it was very, very cold.
Because we happened to be recording this in March.
Yes, it was very, very cold. And so I've just brought it in and let it warm up on its own, and it should be fine.
But
if all of a sudden you go, what's wrong with this wine?
It's my ball. Okay. This is the good part. It's the part we love.
Oh, wait a second. No.
Oh, yay! There it went.
Part one that we love. Part two that we love.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, cool. We break the cup. There's no better sound. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It is so pretty.
All right. Pour out some wines for everybody. Lana's pouring, so you know everyone gets a lot, which
well,
is ideal.
Well, you know, we go through lots of steps, and I don't want anyone to, feel like they're.
Wow, I can already smell it from here. So let's go in order, though. The first thing we like to do is we like to see our wine. Let's describe it.
Ooh. Oh my God, this is so dark.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Amazing.
What do you think, Tim?
This looks like a red.
Good, Tim. Good.
Awesome.
And I know Wendy usually likes to drink whites, so I hope we're...
No, I love the taste of red. It's just that if I drink more than two glasses, it gives me a headache, and I always want to drink more than two glasses.
Girl, after I own
that. Yes. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's dark. I mean, you can't see through it. It's almost like night outside. So let's start swirling this puppy.
Okay.
And
swirl and look for legs.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing much in the legs.
I don't think it's got a lot of legs in the leg department.
As opposed to legs in the arm department.
Yeah, because that'd just be weird. I'm not catching anything there.
So interesting.
Let's sniff this stuff.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. just want to take a bath in it.
Okay, okay, what do we smell? I smell blackberries.
Tim, what do you smell?
Red.
That was the last question.
No, red still counts.
Okay. Like glass.
Smells like,
I'm smelling the wrong part.
Smells like Wendy. No, you're really smelling the wrong part.
Maybe a little smoky?
Yeah, it's like it's got an oak to it. Yeah.
Yes, very oaky.
I can see the legs now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Oh, you're right. It's not with a swirl. It's with a tip.
Oh.
Back and forth. If you tip it, you
what
can really...
What's it done?
Well, look what we learned today.
Wow, that's awesome.
I feel so smart.
Me too. Let's drink and I'll feel smarter.
Okay.
Okay, so let's... we're going to take a sip. But, you know, I think we need to do a toast on this one.
Oh, dear.
What do you want to do?
What shall we toast to?
To our newlyweds?
Oh, definitely.
To our newlyweds.
Newlyweds.
Go ahead, take a sip and enjoy it. Because, oh boy, this thing smells so good. I can't wait to see what it tastes like.
Oh. Okay. I must say that the one... You know I like to read all the labels and stuff to really understand where we're going. And it was the finish that got me. This finish.
It's like cherry-y.
Cherry without the sweetness.
Well, I like it, so that means it has to be a good cherry. Because I hate cherry. Cherry's gross. But I like this cherry.
It's like cherry. You hate cherry, real cherries, or like cherry flavor?
Yes.
So this is more like a slightly tart cherry.
Well, the only cherry I like is Hostess Cherry Pie, which I know isn't cherry. But, like, it's the only cherry in the world. So this mustn't be cherry.
Mm. Maybe currant? Yeah, this would be even better, a little warmer.
Well, if it got affected by sitting out in your car overnight, I think it was a beautiful thing.
It's got a little bit of tannin on the front of your tongue, but not in the middle.
Hmm.
What do you guys think?
It's red.
It does taste like it was abandoned overnight.
It feels sad.
Yeah. It needs love.
Here, let me love it.
I'm going to love you with my stomach. I really enjoy it.
That's very nice.
Mm. All right. So anyways, Tim, you're doing some new and exciting things with your life.
I am. Yes.
Let's hear about them.
I am a freelancer for game companies doing writing and editing.
And I heard you were moving towards card games, or did I just make that up?
Nothing that is set that I'm, okay. I'm working on a card game that I hope to pitch to someone, but yay! That's like, oh, cool. See how that goes.
That's fun. And so, I mean, it's kind of like you're branching out, doing new things, and how's the theater stuff coming? Because
I'm in the Fringe!
Yay!
The Minnesota Fringe Festival, which I've done many years in the past, but I mean, again this year. It's a lottery system, so you never know.
Right. And do you have an idea of what you're going to produce yet?
Yes.
Do tell
if you can.
I have a theater company called Ghoulish Delights, which specializes in horror-themed shows on stage. The script I'm working on is going to be called The Tourist Trap, which is set in a cabin in South Dakota, where they have many tourist traps.
Would you like some more wine?
Oh, no.
Yes, you always say yes.
And so it's very, very early in this. The script is not done yet. I'm still putting together a cast. It's still... But I got in!
And it's, so it's going to be more of the horror genre that Ghoulish Delights does.
Yes.
But it's not like hack and slash, typically. It's more like the mental, oh my god, what's going to happen next horror.
The suspenseful.
Yeah, suspenseful.
This will be in that neighborhood of both of those.
Oh, okay.
Because it literally is Cabin in the Woods kind of setup.
Cool.
Not the literal movie cabin in the woods.
But... I foresee an axe somewhere.
There's a few axes. A wood chipper.
Better an axe than an axe.
Yeah.
But I've
yeah,
had a,
that's a true horror.
In past things, I've written a sort of little mythology of South Dakota stuff that I'm finally kind of formalizing into this show, maybe others in the future.
That's fun, and you're still thinking about doing Twin City Horror Festival.
Oh yes, Twin Cities Horror Festival is thriving.
I don't know about this. Tell me about this.
The Twin Cities Horror Festival. We just had our second annual, our second horror festival, an annual event. Last November.
Well, you've done it twice now. You can say it's annual. You
know, I get hung up on that. So last year was the first anniversary of the first horror festival, the second annual. There's been two.
And there's going to be a third.
There will be a third.
Yay!
It's amazing. The first year, it really started out with Four Humors Theater Company. I don't know how broad your listenership is to...
It's
your...
so broad.
It's so broad. It's
Four Humors. For those of you, say, in Canada, who don't go to the Fringe Festival, I suppose Four Humors is internationally known.
Internationally.
Theater company, local here, lovely, lovely people. They wanted to do a horror-themed show and to sort of help with the infrastructure and support that they basically made a little festival around themselves, got six other artists to come in and... see the gesture?
Yes.
Coming in?
Yes. Yes, that was a hands together gesture. It was not a one finger up. It might be, though. We'll find out.
We're going to have to, for that particular gesture, not the one he did, the one you alluded to, we'll have to figure out a sound effect.
A sound effect for that? I just hear my mother swearing. That's all I
hear. Okay. English or German?
Doesn't matter. Whatever's nearest. Time.
And if she's physically nearer Germany, she'll... Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So a bunch of artists came together that first year, put on this festival. It went really well, especially for a first-year festival.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it went well, and so yes, we could have done really badly and still done pretty good for a first year, but it went really well. So we came back into the second year, and it went even better, and we're excited about it, because the festival basically is just the theme of horror, and then a bunch of different artists come together from different backgrounds and genres. And
mm-hmm. Because I remember there was like comedy horror last year, and how many comedies?
Dance, seven. There's seven each of the first year.
So cool! And it kind of runs sort of like Fringe Festival-esque, where it's about a 50-minute block.
Yeah.
And at the Southern Theater, which is in Seven Corners, Minneapolis. And
just gorgeous.
Gosh, is that a beautiful space. And it just was like kind of one after the other. You could see like three shows in one night, or if mm-hmm. it was during like a Saturday, Sunday, it was like four or five shows. It was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very collaborative among the artists. It makes the technical nuts and bolts of putting on the shows very easy mm-hmm. when everyone's pitching together like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a Fringe, but... I don't want to say a friendlier Fringe, because I don't want to make Fringe sound like they're all jerks out there, but it's...
The Fringes that operates have to be really exactly. objective and fair to every artist involved, and there's a lot of artists involved. That yeah. The Horror Festival has some give and take and leeway that way.
Right.
What a strange turn of phrase.
Well, and what's funny is the last second annual Horror Festival... there we go. Okay. Math! I got to be in one of Tim's shows, which was cool. And the funny part about that is the shirt is living on my costume piece in one of my niece's shows.
Oh my lord.
Because they're dancing to a production of Thriller and they have to look dead. So the shirt I was wearing had these bullet holes in it. And so I was like, oh, here you go. Perfect.
Dawn played a ghost in my show. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a crazy show and it was really cool. Lots of blood everywhere. We had to really, I mean, literally mop the stage.
Yeah. We were done. And it wasn't even the bloodiest show in the festival.
No, it wasn't. And that's what made it even more fun. Because people were just like, oh, it's only that much blood. We have more blood.
Oh, they're artsy.
Oh, no. Yes. Our blood falls in artistic patterns. Yes.
I just sprays across the wall.
Yeah. We just kind of hoped we got it all. Because then people would, like, step in the blood, and then, like, some of the blood would be in the hallway. Like, whoops, let's just quickly clean this up.
One of the bits of feedback we got out of the first year was some of the nice folks in the dance company did not want to follow the bloodier shows, because they roll on the floor and stand up, and, like, I'm covered in blood and goo.
And, you know, and the funny thing about stage blood is that if it's, like, secondhand enough, it just looks pink.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, oh, look, I get up, and now my outfit's pink.
That's not part of my show. That's when you tell all the dance troops,
don't wear white.
We're going to crush your creativity right now. Wear pink.
Us bloody shows, we can take the responsibility.
Clean up better. That was fun, though.
Yeah.
It was a good time. So, shall we rate our wine?
Well, let's...
do our wine with food first?
I think we should.
All right.
Because, you know, wine changes when you put it with food.
It does.
It does. You know, with scotch, it's like, well, let's add a little water and open it up. With wine, it's a little more fun. It's like, let's eat!
Yes! Let's just keep eating. So, of course, we have our complement of white bread, almonds, and oil. And we have the gluten-free bread and just the plain old white bread, which we were told is supposed to work very well with wine. I think chocolate does, but, you know, we don't have any of that right now.
Mm. Pizza rolls.
McDonald's.
Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chocolate, I think, though, you really need the right kind of wine to go with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now that I'm eating some white bread and I'm having my wine, it kind of bolsters it, if that's an appropriate word.
Mm.
Like the way that bread is the incremental part for a sandwich.
The carrier of the flavor?
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. And to be honest, you know, Cabernet is always good with, say, any kind of red meat.
Because
it has so much body to it. But usually Cabernet is a little much for the cocktail party where you don't have a lot of food. If, you know, you just
can't. I completely disagree with you.
I said usually. Yeah. I'm trying to speak to, you know, the vast audience out there that I know me.
Our international audience.
Yeah. But this one, I could definitely do this at a cocktail party.
Oh, I could too. What do you think, Wendy?
I totally agree. With my mouth full of bread.
And the grill, that's why we asked you at that time.
We're just like a waitress.
But do you like it for the bread and wine? Do you think it changes the flavor?
Yeah, it does. It gives it... It feels, I don't know, fuller or...
Yeah, rounder. Maybe there's more body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rounder.
That's a good way to describe it.
You don't feel the tannins as much, the oak.
Mm-mm. I like
Tim,
it.
Tim, red?
Wait, yep, wait till he gives us. Wait, 1 second. And then we'll ask him.
Tim!
I'm a big fan of this stuff.
For $14.
You can't argue that. This is a lovely bottle for $14. I would have never guessed that.
Trader Joe's. Well, and their whites really are astonishingly good, especially their sweeter whites.
You buy it by the case, don't you, Wendy?
What, white wine?
Yeah, from Trader Joe's, specifically, don't you?
Oh, of course, yes.
I've been to your house. I'm not making this up, am I?
No, yes.
I'm like, did I make this up? I don't think I did.
You're a big alcoholic, aren't
you? That's why we invited you. We knew you'd have a good time.
Like, who can we find that's going to love this with us?
No, one of my favorite bargains is Lakes Wine and Spirits, because they have, you can buy six bottles for $36. Certain kinds, and some are just sort of standard table wines, and others are really nice ones, and you can try new ones.
You missed our last podcast, which was the cheapest red in the store. It can be on sale.
Oh yes, that was really funny because we didn't tell our guests what the theme was until after they had drank all the wine, and then it's like, and by the way, so I mean they might be sitting back and going, gee, we missed the Cabernet under 20.
But then we broke out a nice 14 hands from Merlot, just because that's just not nice to go, here, you get to drink cheap wine. I'm like, but you know what? Those were not bad wines.
They actually weren't. I was kind of surprised about that too.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, should we rate this one? Well,
sure. Let's go over the rating scale.
Yep. We have a rating scale. It's 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm. 1 being the lowest. And 1 is, I wouldn't drink that if they were handing it out free, even at Renfest.
Oh, I know. So number 2 is what we would equate to vinegar salad dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 3 is wedding appropriate wine.
Yeah. They're giving it to you. It's free. Drink it. Number 4 is a bottle I wouldn't feel guilty drinking by myself.
And that is a big, wide group of wines.
It is a big, wide group of wines. And then there's number 5.
I would tap that vintner's cask.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, what do you think, Wendy?
Oh, gosh. Well, since this is my first rating, I'm not going to give the highest just because...
Oh, that's fine.
That's
how I am.
We can change your score later. Okay, you're more than welcome
I'm
to.
I'm going to say 4, then.
A four? You would drink this bottle by yourself and not feel bad about it?
I would.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can do in-betweens. You can do decimal points if you're
concerned. Or is it, as we call it, rounds?
My history with wine. I worked on a sketch variety show many years ago called Look Mono Pants.
Oh, right.
That had a special relationship with Carlo Rossi, Big Jug of Wine.
Oh,
I drank a lot of that on stage.
Oh, I had a totally different image in mind, and so I'm glad you clarified that.
What image did you have? I want to know now.
No, I'm trying to keep this clean.
So my rating system is, the speakers are blown. So five. This is great.
Yay! We made it out of the park the first time with Dan.
What about you, Lana?
Let's see. I would give this. You know, I have to taste this again.
You should taste it again.
I really should.
You should.
Wait a second. Let me taste this again.
Yes, you should keep tasting it for as long as you need to taste it.
maybe once more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The rating is talking into the glass.
Yeah, yes. Because whenever you don't want to say something, hey, Tim and Wendy, how's your sex life now that you're married? Whoa! You know, that's acceptable. Acceptable.
That is. I would give this, I want to say four, but you know, it's better than some of the ones that we just hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere between a 4 and a 4.2.
Would be 4.1.
Each sip is a little different.
Okay, 4.1. What do you want from me? Jeez Louise. I love this wine, but I can't tell if it's because I gave up wine for Lent and I haven't had it in a really long time. But let me tell you, it's really hard to schedule a wine podcast when it's Lent.
You know what I gave up for Lent?
Swearing.
That would last 3 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
No, I gave up giving up things.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
For you.
I thought that was really smart. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think this wine is absolutely freaking delicious. And again, I don't know if it's Lent doing that to me, but I would totally take this vintner. I would take this vintner.
Oh my god.
I'd give this a 5. Yep.
Wow. Wow. I'm impressed.
You know, but like I said, you know, I just might be a starving person in the desert right now.
Well, we'll see when we pour the second one.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
I'm sure it will.
So we're going to finish up this wine, but you don't have to slam it, because slamming wine is gross.
And it's really wasteful of the true taste of wine. Oh, man. Wine's to be savored.
Exactly. And then more wine is to be savored. And then savor some more after that.
No, I was going somewhere completely different with that.
Like where?
And I just... had to self-censor.
Did it go where the big jug of wine went earlier? Because I'm still even curious.
I have no idea where this jug of wine went. It must be spring. Then I do have the filthiest turn of mind you will ever find.
Yeah. Yeah. So was the jug of wine used inappropriately on stage during the show?
Month after month after month.
See? I was picking it up.
So, I mean, sometimes it would be like someone is wearing nothing except having a jug in front of some sort of protective, but mostly it was drinking it, and it's bad. I'm sorry. That's a knee-jerk thing to say. I don't mean to diss Carlo Rossi's
you
big
can
jug
do
of
that.
Dirty wine. But,
yeah, you're more than welcome to here.
But I had a lot, and it, I think the closest I've ever been to throwing up on stage.
No, a lot.
Did you have, like, a jug of performance?
Not every performance.
So you had more than one jug of performance?
Not me personally. Amongst us, yeah, we knocked that. Anyways,
oh
the
God.
Closest I came to throwing up on stage, there was a series of shows. This was actually at the Fringe Festival, we'll talk about that again, which that was like 8 shows in a week.
Mm.
And part of it was...
That's a lot.
There was a jug of Carlo Rossi, and everyone in the show would drink through these long handmade straws. A handmade, that's not describing it well. It's like I took a bunch of straws, stuck them together.
Oh, okay.
And was drinking through them. And over the course of the week, we never changed jugs, and we never cleaned the straws.
Oh! Ew.
That last night was tough.
Oh, man, that sounds absolutely awful.
So this wine is a 5.
Yay, 5.
Yeah,
these are clean glasses. I didn't have to assemble anything.
You didn't have to forget your straw. When you first were saying that and you had to make your straws, I was absolutely fascinated. Like, what did you make it with?
Like, you start with a 2x4.
Masking tape. Mm. Oh, so are we almost ready?
Yeah.
Is Tim's holding us back?
Yeah.
Or you can pour it out to Wendy.
Sure.
Slamming wine. Oh.
A little water.
Oh, it's so, does it disgust you when you slam it?
This? No.
Oh, wow. Well, I should have slammed the wine then. Okay. So we're rinsing out our glasses right now.
Nom, 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 nom.
And we're going to start moving on to our second bottle of wine.
Wine-flavored water is good as well.
Wine-flavored everything is probably good. I think wine-flavored lutefisk would be great.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I bet it would be disgusting.
Okay, the gelatinous texture.
Really? Wine jello, man. Wine jello.
Wine jello.
Now we're talking.
Oh, so, I sense a theme for the future.
Our second bottle is Seven Oaks. It's 2011 Jello. I don't know what that means. But it's Paso Robles Cabernet. Oh. I don't know what that means. I just bought it because it made me giggle.
Paso Robles.
I don't even know if it's like Italian or what have you. Or it's probably...
That's Spanish.
Oh, is it? Great. Yeah. It's probably American.
It's Italian. I mean, it's
Spanish Italian.
It's Spanish.
Portuguese.
Chateau Saint Michel obviously is French.
Mm-hmm.
It would be New Zealand.
It probably is that.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we getting ready?
Yes. And I'm using not the really, you know, those really fancy cork things that are essentially motorized and you push a button and... Because ours wore out. So it died.
If we have any sponsor interest out there. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Ooh! Bravo, bravo.
You know, I'm finding there's a talent to making it talk.
Ooh, and what's that talent as you pour out the second bottle?
It's, well, you just let that pass, but Carlo Rossi jug, that's dirty.
you
just grabbing
it.
For it.
Yeah, it's like, give me wine.
No, it's...
Not as long.
So, essentially, pulling it up... Oh, God.
It is.
There we go.
Okay. Pulling it out fast at an acute angle. There you go.
You know, that usually does make it talk, as you say. Wow. Tell
and,
us.
You know, I wasn't even trying on that one.
Tell us more, Lana. Tell us more. Wow, this one's pretty, isn't it?
It is.
This is more like a ruby.
Same color as my garnets.
Which is the garnet test. Welcome to it.
Welcome to one of my favorite rings, and so.
Oh, she looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With just a little purple overtones.
Yes.
Mm.
It's red.
It is.
With purple. Red.
So now we're swirling.
We're swirling, swirling, swirling.
So we can truly.
And I don't see legs again, but now I'm going to try the back and forthy thing that we tried and
that Tim introduced us to.
Yes.
Yeah, the back and forthy. Yep, I'm getting legs on my back and forthy.
I'm still not getting much in my legs.
I am. You're doing it wrong.
Well, what else is new, baby?
Stick our noses in. Yep, just pop them in there and see. I mean, I can already smell it without sticking my nose in.
Soft.
Mm.
It's soft. It's not as... there's not as much smell to it as the first one.
Got wine
on it. Okay. Oh, we've already had a wine accident. Oh, we should make people sign waivers.
We should.
Yeah, in case they get wine up their nose. Except there was that one time I think Angela almost made me, like, shoot wine out of my nose because she made me laugh so hard. But it's got a beautiful bouquet.
Is it a bouquet or a bouquet?
It's a bouquet.
It's a bouquet. All right.
So
now we could probably start
toasting
it. Oh, yes, you're right.
Toast.
I don't know. I made the last toast.
Would
you like to make a toast? We're putting you on the spot. Being the writer that you are.
Yeah, do something brilliant.
Be funny.
Don't screw this up.
Two weeks and a couple edits.
Well, what about one of the things that brought us together, H.P. Lovecraft?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes, Cthulhu and I, whatever that thing is.
Yes,
just back. Cthulhu.
Alrighty.
I can't wait to try this one.
Oh, so different.
Mm-hmm. Num, num, num.
Very California wine.
Is it sweeter than the first one?
No, it's, instead of hitting at the front of the palate and then sort of evaporating off the back, or hitting tannins across the middle of the tongue.
It's Lent, so I don't know what's delicious.
It didn't smell as oaky, like, but I think, but I think it actually tastes a little more oaky.
Oh, I like it.
I like it as well. But this really does need a good roast beef with it.
Everything needs a good roast beef with it.
Speaking of Lent.
I know.
So we're off to Arby's?
Yay!
Mmm, rusty taco down the street.
Really? I drove by that thinking I might get some on the way back.
Oh, we ate there last night.
Oh my god!
Actually, they have wine and beer, and you can get a Cabernet. The only red wine, the only wine they have is a glass of Cabernet.
Well, of course. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tim? Do you like this one?
It's red!
Yay! Wendy, do you like this one?
I do like it, but I think I agree it would go better with food. Helps. Rather than just hanging out and drinking it alone. Yeah.
It really expands in your mouth. Yeah. You take a sip and all of a sudden it goes boosh. Sounds like a 10-year-old boy playing army. Boosh.
No, actually, isn't it weird how like boys can make way really good sound effects?
I need to hang out with more 10-year-old boys. Boys,
I mean, I was beginning to wonder if that was a genetic thing, how guys make better sound effects than women do. Because we're like, pew, pew, bang.
I think they play, soldiers more when they're really little.
I don't know. That is something I've talked about to people in the past. Is,
really?
Yes, that I don't know if it's boys are encouraged more to be imitative, or if it's genetic, or what the source of that is. But it's something that I've noticed, and other people have noticed that. The little monkey gene in people
interesting.
To imitate things gets discouraged in girls, maybe? I don't know.
I think girls are encouraged to be quiet and a little more docile. I don't know what happened to you and I, Dawn, but but as a small child,
I was about to say, as children, and who are we now? And then there's Wendy.
Yes, tell us what you were like.
I'm happy to sit here. So, Wendy,
what kind of gun and bomb noises do you
make? Yeah, can we hear some?
Yes, please.
Okay, Wendy's going to do a gun and bomb noise. Is that the gun or the bomb?
That was like a laser gun, I think.
Oh, very good.
Cool. Okay, so a bomb.
So it's longer than the gun noise.
Yes. We'll
yes. Yes.
good on you. That was really awesome. So, Wendy is a graphic designer who owns her own business, 5x5 Design.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have a partner, too. But
yes.
I mean, it's kind of amazing how you can take someone's idea and then make it visual. Because I think that's a skill set that I don't understand at all. But you're ridiculously good at it.
Oh, thank you. I really like it. It's fun. To me, it's really fun. The fun part about it is, in order to do that, to create something visual about someone's business or play or whatever they're promoting, you have to know a lot about it. You have to steep yourself in what they do for a living. And so I kind of get to learn a little bit about every profession there is slowly over my lifetime.
Wow.
So my business partner and I joke that we're really good at cocktail parties because we know a little bit about everything. ask us a lot about something. We don't know. But
Don't put me on Jeopardy. Don't.
No.
Oh, neat. And you're a huge theater fan.
I am. Yes.
And you're more in the audience though.
Yes. I grew up. My parents were involved in theater. My dad taught lighting and scene design, and so I slept through my first play when I was 2.
Good girl.
I've slept through more as an adult. I love it, and I love especially the local scene because there's so many great theater artists here and doing such creative stuff that's both existing plays and new plays and alternative theater and dance, and there's just a ton to see, and I love it.
Yeah, we mentioned a couple times on our podcast that the Twin Cities here in Minnesota, which most people will laugh at.
Flyover country.
We have an incredible art scene here, and And you guys actually met, if I'm not mistaken, you were stalking Tim, Wendy?
I did stalk Tim. Oh, what?
Yeah. If I remember the story right, you stalked Tim for a while.
I did, yes. I kind of knew who he was. Just
everybody knows
because
who
he did the.
I'm super famous.
Because he was super famous.
Just like our podcast.
Yes. Internationally known. Wine drinker.
Red wine.
Red
wine. Jug drinker.
No, but then some friends of ours started this thing called Drinking with Geeks here. And we kept ending up at that together. And
now, were you at the Drinking with Geeks at Convergence, or
this was after? This is the social event. The social
and
event.
Convergence is a sci-fi fantasy convention that also happens here in the cities. It's one of the largest ones,
fabulous,
in the Midwest, and it is freaking awesome. But we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in future podcasts.
Oh, you know we will.
Oh, I know we will. So the Drinking with Geeks was a spinoff. The more, like you said, the more social event.
Yes.
That came off of that.
And we ended up that together and talked a few times, and then I just kept going to that.
Stalker, Stalkerson!
I'm just going to have a few drinks with some interesting people, and
so
who might just show up?
The important thing is that this proves stalking works.
Absolutely works.
Yeah, what works is finding something that you like, and you find other people who like it too.
If I remember, I think you said you saw Tim perform at a Rockstar Storyteller. And
I think the first time I remembered him,
Philip Lowe's.
Yeah, it was at Philip Lowe's
Maximum Verbosity fundraiser.
It was a fundraiser at Philip's apartment, and he did a story, and I was like, "Ooh,
who's that boy?
That guy chugging wine
like nobody's business." Okay, and so you stalked him, and then started conversations, and then sure enough, kaboom. Because it was cute, because I got to kind of be like a spectator of the whole relationship, and I got to kind of watch it happen, and it was adorable! It made me really happy! So, it was just fantastic. And I remember the first time you and I, Wendy, actually sat down and talked was at a Drinking with Geeks event. And it was adorable because one of our former guests, Angela Fox, says we call each other our wives because if one of us would have been a boy, we would have been married. Sadly, we're both girls. But so I remember talking to Wendy about my wife, and she was just, "So how long have you two been together?" And I was like, right away, I was like,
didn't miss a beat.
Didn't miss a beat. I was like, "Oh, I love her! She's awesome!" Oh, Wendy, are you crying?
No, you make me sad. That's sad.
Someone's crying over wine before I am. Usually,
my God. Something for you to wipe your face on. There's paper towel. That won't hurt you at all.
Have some bread.
Have some bread.
Yes. Have more wine.
Have more wine.
Oh, good.
We have another crier.
Yay! Okay, we need to go out drinking together on a regular basis because there's now this thing, either I'm with John or I'm with Steve, we have wine, we start talking. Lana's cried at almost every freaking restaurant in the Twin Cities.
In the Twin Cities.
And it's
completely
not like,
normal.
You know, and the waiters look at my husband like, "Oh my God, what are you doing to that? Are you breaking up with her?
You jerk."
No. I'm not sure what they think when
it's the two of us.
Yes, I'm telling you about the jerk that broke up with me.
I don't know. They probably think, "Oh God, someone's on their period."
Either that or we're breaking up, that would make me cry.
That would make me cry too. I don't think I can do this one without you.
No.
But it's sweet, and you guys got married in August, September?
September.
Yes.
September.
Yeah. That was a test.
Yeah, recent, and that was completely adorable from all the pictures. And you guys are doing an official like June 6th ceremony.
Yes.
Yes,
we got married last year, kind of quick and dirty for tax and
because Wendy was pregnant.
It wasn't that
Tim was pregnant. Someone was pregnant.
Pregnant with a script.
Oh, that would suck to give birth to.
But then the proper ceremony would happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now we live together with our little animals, and it's all sweet and adorable.
So many little animals.
We have two kitties and a doggy.
Aww.
Yeah.
My kitties are here, but they were born feral, and then they lived in a shelter, and so this is their first home, and people scare them
a lot, even though they're gigantic. You like not as big as, I mean, Sebastian is a big boy. And Sebastian is Tim and Wendy's cat. I mean, he's a mighty animal.
But these two are all muscle.
Well, yeah. See, and like, yours is like, pear-shaped, because they're, like, heavy in the, not heavy, but muscular in the bottoms.
They're like jackrabbits.
Yeah, Sebastian is just big all the way around. He's a mighty cat.
Yeah, Sinja
is a sweetheart, though.
Yeah, oh, he is.
Sinja, the first time, the first week, I had to bring him back to the vet. He had such bad ear mites, and he didn't know me. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed him, not understanding that his fear, he doesn't see red, he sees black. And I've never had a cat bite me with his entire mouth and grab on and not let go till I let go of him.
Yeah.
In fact, you can see where he got the blood vessel. There was blood on the walls, and the ceiling, and the floor, in the tub. Drove myself to urgent care, and then had to come back and try to get him in the carrier because he still had to go to the vet.
And then we had a show, or then we had rehearsal, or something like immediately afterwards.
We did that. We did something.
I thought it was like a show.
It was Upright Egg, and Commedia Beauregard did a reading. And so, I mean, my hand was wrapped up, and it was. You know, the first Star Trek reboot, you know, where Kirk keeps getting injected and stuff, and his hands swell up like you know, big gloves. That's what my hand looked like. And I have never... I was so happy for painkillers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were such deep punctures. It was...
But he's a sweet
he's
boy
the
now.
Sweetest thing on the face of the planet. Yeah, he but he is. Was so afraid because he didn't know me.
Aww.
So there we go. I'm talking about cats again.
Again.
And all the
rescue kitties.
Look, I'm not crying at least.
Give it like another
wait a second. More wine.
More wine. More wine. Okay, well, while we're drinking more wine, we should probably rate this one.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean,
come on.
So this let's is 1 to 5. 1 means you wouldn't drink it if they're giving it away free at Renfest. 5 is you would do the vintner.
Yeah.
Do you need some more wine?
Baby.
To make a proper assessment?
Proper assessment. Really can assess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lana, do you need some more to make a proper assessment?
I think I'm good, actually.
Tim, you're good?
Sure.
Do you want some more? Okay. So since Lana is drinking with her mouth full, she gets to rate it first.
Oh, I'd love it doing it that way. Okay. So I like this, but because it has more oak and tannin, tannin not being my favorite thing in the world, and I don't have some beef to offset it, I'm going to give this about a 3.8.
Wow, a 3.8, okay. So, Wendy, after you've had, you know, now that your mouth is full, and you've had the first one, and now here's your second one, where would you put this at?
I think I agree with Lana that it's, I like it, but I'd like it better with food.
Like it better with food? That's legitimate. So, without food, you would give it?
Probably like a...
There's one of Wendy's hairs! I found one!
3.75 with food, I'd say 4.
You almost said with poop.
With poop?
3.75 with poop.
With poop, it would be a 5. My God. Come on. Yes.
So I'm confused.
If I would drink this wine while pooping,
it might really bring out the flavors. So, okay, so.
And the aromas.
So recently, okay, I bought a new hair newfangled thing because I like hair newfangled things. And I left
this.
Poop
goes to hair. Okay.
Well, okay,
let's go.
There's a reason
how
for this.
Goes together.
There's a reason for this. And I left this black box in my bathroom. Like, it happened to be next to my toilet because I still don't. Actually, I don't like the hair newfangled thing, so I'm going to return it, right?
You have a black box in your bathroom.
Exactly.
In case there's a crash.
Well, yes, exactly. And someone came into my bathroom and saw the black box and looked at it and honestly mistook it for a box of wine. And there was this moment of, Dawn, we need to talk. Like, no, that's not a... I'm not drinking wine on the crapper. No, I'm not. But, yes.
But, you know, not a bad idea. I'm sorry.
Yes. So
it's something I hadn't thought of before.
You know, that's always an option. A 3.75 with food?
Without food.
Without food.
With food, I'd call it a 4.
You'd give it something better. Tim, what do you think?
That's a 5.
Yay, Tim's easy.
Tim's really?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, inappropriate. I'm uncomfortable. Hello,
my work here is done. I made everybody feel
a little bit of stalking effort.
Yeah, a little bit of stalking. Boom. Yeah. I can't even remember. Yeah. Did you write this yet, Lana?
Yes.
You did? I can't remember what you said.
You never listen.
I don't. It's true. I don't. What did you say?
You really are my husband.
I am.
3.8.
Okay, you give it a 3.8. Okay, so it's my turn. Again, it's Lent, so boy, this is a 5. But actually, I'm not going to give it a 5. I think I could drink this bottle by myself and not feel guilty, so I'd give it a 4 and be pretty content with that. So, you know what we need? Yeah?
Have either of you ever sat and drank a bottle of wine by yourself and then decided that wine was not of sufficient quality to have done that?
After the first glass, no.
only the time when I threw out my back muscle.
Oh.
And actually, it was a decent wine.
How are you drinking that wine?
Well, here's...
That you threw out your back muscle.
I woke up in the middle of the night with shooting pain in my back.
Because she was drinking on the toilet for too long.
If only. You know, it's one of those things where you wake up and you go, how did I hurt myself sleeping? But it was high enough up in my back that every time I took a deep breath, it was a shooting, horrible pain.
Yeah.
And I tried, first of all, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not going to work today because I can't breathe, I can't move. So I made tea and it's like, I don't have any muscle relaxants. Let's try a little whiskey in my cheek. Maybe they'll relax the muscles. At 10 a.m., even I couldn't do red breast whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I had Crown in the house, that might have been different, because that's nice and sweet and smooth.
Yeah, next time call me. I've got lots of whiskey.
I now have Crown in my liquor cabinet, just
in your
these
medicine
occasions.
Cabinet.
But I was like, I was crying. I didn't know what to do. It was like, okay, I got a bottle of wine. I put some pizza in the oven because I knew I was going to need some food to balance out the wine. No. And it was pizza and wine all day. And it was an okay wine. It was really more of a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I drank that whole puppy just medicinally.
Medicinally.
I suffered for it. Yeah, I suffered.
So between the two wines, Wendy, you said you were going to, you know, maybe reserve or change your rating. Which one do you like the best?
I think I like the Chateau...
Saint-Michel. Then would you be so kind as to read the tasting notes for us, which is written on the back of the bottle. However, you get to read it with a funny voice from the envelope of funny voices.
I hope it's a voice I can do.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It'll be funny no matter what. Okay, and the funny voice you drew is...
The Cheese Burglar.
The Cheese Burglar from McDonald's.
The
Cheese Burglar?
Well, it's the Cheese Burglar because I like cheeses better.
Awesome.
Than hamburgers. So it's
so
the
that
cheese...
gives you some latitude.
Yes. The tasting note starts right there.
Okay.
Are you good? Can you read it?
I am hoping that I remember what the Cheese Burglar sounds like.
Your version of what you
yeah,
remember
you,
the Cheese Burglar
you can make the
be.
Cheese Burglar sound okay. like whatever you want. She's going to do acting warm-ups.
Rabble, rabble, rabble. The new world fruit intensity in an elegant old world style, rabble, rabble. This inviting Cabernet has complexity, rabble, rabble, silky tannins, rabble, rabble, and suppleness resulting from a minimum of 12 rabble, rabble months aging in oak barrels, rabble, rabble, rabble.
I'd marry you all over again.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Do we agree with that description?
Let's see. Complexity, silky tannin, suppleness,
yeah.
Oak barrels.
Rubble, rubble.
Rubble, rubble. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I think
absolutely.
That's what he said, right?
That's one of the few that actually probably downplays how good it is. A lot of times they talk absolute crap on the labels.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I love the ones that talk about pencil shaving, so that one will come up in every podcast, because the last one had pencil shaving.
Pencil
so
shavings.
Really? Because that sounds bad. Why would you want it?
Or a cigar box.
Cigar box, I'd go for. Because some cigars smell good to me.
Every cigar smells good to me. So, Tim, you get to read our tasting notes from the Seven Oaks Jewel. And from the envelope of funny voices. Tim draws...
Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson. So, the tasting notes... You know, actually, it starts right at the beginning, so you get to read the whole thing. Go, Tim.
It's a world. Grown in Paso Robles, California, where the warm climate is ideal for Bordeaux-style varieties. Our Seven Oaks Cabernet is velvety and rich with supple tannins. Ripe flavors of black currant and cherry are enhanced by a bouquet of vanilla and spice from 1 year of barrel aging. This wine is an excellent companion to grilled beef, lasagna, or dark chocolate.
Bravo!
That seems about right.
That was beautifully done.
Well, and how many times have we said that, oh, if only we were eating meat with this wine, it would taste better. So I completely agree with these tasting notes, too.
The only thing I disagree with is I did not taste vanilla anywhere in that wine.
Well, let's try it again. Maybe we
I need some more, then.
Uh-huh. Well, and you can see why I stalked him.
obviously.
From drinking or... Oh, stalked him. I thought you said stopped. I'm like, from what? I mean, anyone who could do Marge Simpson impersonations. Do you
I would actually say Cigar Box before I'd say vanilla on this one.
I don't go for Cigar Box on this one.
Oh, when I got just one little gulp so that I had a real nose full of air, it was like... Then all of a sudden I smelled cigars.
Do you know what we should do? We should actually take a trip to a...
Tobacconist?
Tobacconist and a...
There's one just down on Grand.
Humidor, but I think that's what it's called.
Humidor.
Humidor, thank you.
There's one right down on Grand from here.
Oh, well, we should go there and then smell the cigar box.
Oh, and then definitely. We could do... Okay. And then we can go to Tibetan Arts.
On the way. Right, and then we could drink some more. So, I besides the vanilla, I think we are kind of on board with that. And by the way, I got the Seven Oaks from, of course, Cub Discount Liquor, because that's where I get all my booze from.
Which
and
is a block from your house?
Not even a block, thank God. And I have two liquor stores, not even a block
staggering
from
distance
my
of my house.
Yes, oh, perfect staggering distance. And this bottle was $15.99. And again, that was at the Cub Discount Liquor, so it'd probably be more expensive elsewhere. But between the two, do you, anyone have a favorite?
Laura? I always hate that I tend to like the ones that I bring, but I read the notes first and
I don't.
And really choose based on that. It's like, I want to bring something to the table that I'm pretty sure I'm going to like.
Okay. So you liked the Chateau Saint-Michel. Okay. You like that one better. Tim, do you have a preference?
Nope.
How about Wendy?
Yes, I would agree with a Chateau
Saint-Michel. Yeah, but drinking it straight, I would say the Saint-Michel as well, which I usually prefer Lana's wines anyways because Lana actually researches and I just grab a bottle.
I'm the bigger wine nerd.
You are. That's true.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do next time? What's our next
thing? You know, this time was my choice, so next time is your choice.
Really? Because I usually just kind of like force you. You know what I'm going to pick if I get my own choice. I'm going to pick the wine you don't like.
Malbec or Tempranillo?
Tempranillo. It's Tempranillo next time! Yes! So our next episode is going to be all about Tempranillos.
Okay, do we have a price point on that one?
15 and under.
Okay.
Okay, so next episode is going to be Tempranillo 15 and under. And it's going to be delicious.
You know what?
What?
Because? For me, Tempranillo is very light and spicy.
Spicy, spicy, spicy.
I might have to bring something to eat.
Okay.
Slightly different, maybe some meat, maybe something to offset that.
Sounds great.
Otherwise, I'm just going to be a stick in the mud.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
If you drink some, you won't be anymore. So we'll still have the white bread and almonds like we always do. And Lana's bringing food. We have proof of it because she just said it.
I didn't say what it was going to be.
No,
it might just be cheese. Something
cheese is good too.
The alkaline to balance the acidity of some of the South American wines.
Sounds great.
Alrighty.
So today on Cabernets Under 20, we had Seven Oaks 2011 Gelor and Lana brought...
Chateau Saint-Michel, the Cabernet Sauvignon from Columbia Valley, 2012.
And our guests, of course, were Wendy Rule. That was pronounced right, right?
Yes.
Yay!
Because she rules.
And Tim Uren. Yay! And Tim,
don't
of course...
mispronounce that one.
Yeah, no. No, I know. And Tim's got some awesome upcoming projects. Twin City Horror Festival and Fringe Festival coming up this year.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. And Wendy, of course, is fabulous in her job. And plus, she's going to be in all the audiences for Fringe.
Also, Minnesota Do-Gooders. She also
What's this?
What did we miss?
Where's Minnesota Do-Gooders? Quick!
So, it's I'm co-founder of Minnesota Do-Gooders. It is a group that is for people who do marketing and... design and communications for nonprofits.
Aww.
And we are having a conference coming up called the Minnesota Do-Gooders Content Conference, and it's all about how do you create content when you have limited budget and limited staff. And it's May 15th, and you can find out about it on mndogooders.org. O-R-G.
Yes, have some more wine. No, there's no such thing as... So we want to thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Chucking in the Minnesota Do-Gooders. So this is an episode of Screw It. Wine improves with age.
And we improve with wine.
Our next episode is going to be Tempranillos under $15. Please like us on Facebook. Please. And thanks for listening. And now it's our closing theme song. Theme song.
How about in Klingon?
Wine.